Abner, did you notice that sound just then?
What?
Was it our ring?
Oh, did the telephone ring?
Oh, for pity's sake. Hello, John Downstore.
I'm going out waiting.
Yeah, this is Lyman Abner.
But, Mose, I've got to have the brooch back. I know, but, Mose, I've got to... But, Mose... Granny, he hung up on me.
Wouldn't even listen to you, huh?
Abner, I'm desperate. I was going to offer him that $500 check for the brooch, too, but he wouldn't even let me say it.
Well,
what in the world do you suppose he's got it in for me for? I never done nothing to him.
Well, Lon, don't forget you and him was both sparking Ms. Mooch for a long time before he finally got her. You and Mose are awful big rivals there for a while. Fellas, don't forget them things.
Well, what's he mad at me for? He got her, didn't he?
Sure. That's what makes him so mad.
Well, I've got to do something awful fast. Abner, I've endorsed this check Mr. Thorndike gave me. Now, you take it over and offer it to Mose for that brooch.
Well, why don't you do it?
Well, he won't let me in the barbershop. He grabs up that razor and starts slashing air with it every time I get within 10 foot of the place.
Well, I don't want to get in range of that arm of his, Lon.
Well, he ain't going to hurt you. He's just worrying me because I've been pestering him so much. I believe if you stick that $500 check in front of his nose, he'll give you the brooch without no argument.
I don't believe the brooch is worth that kind of money, though.
Well, it's got to be worth a lot of money, or Mr. Thorndike wouldn't have flew off the handlebars when he found out it wasn't in the trunk. You know, Abner, I think Mr. Thorndike is a crook.
Huh?
And that's a real genuine diamond brooch that he stole.
Well, that name, J. Thorndike, Lum, that don't sound like a crook.
Yeah, maybe that ain't his real name, though. Maybe it's just an alias, a nom de plume.
Well,
His pen name.
I never know they give them names in the pen. I always thought they give them numbers.
Well, I don't mean that kind of pen.
Soldiers must be awful awkward introducing two fellas with numbers, though, instead of names, you know. Mr. 7936452, shake hands with Mr. 2956837. How do you do, sir? I didn't quite catch the number.
Oh, Abner.
Just call me 22 for short.
Abner, for pity's sake, it's almost 10 o'clock, and I've got to have that brooch back here from Mr. Thorndike by 10, or else he'll kill me.
Elsie? What's Elsie got to do with it?
Elsie who?
I don't know. Said you had to get that brooch from Mr. Thorndike, or else he'll kill you. Is Elsie Mr. Thorndike's woman, Elsie Thorndike?
I never said nothing about no Elsie. Juan Abner, I've been partners with you for over 40 years.
Yeah?
And in that whole dad blame time, I've never known you to get one thing right. Not one thing.
Well, now, Lum, one
Don't
time...
Well, now, Lum, me. For goodness sakes, Abner, I might have only a few minutes left to live. Would you please listen to what I say and do what I say just for once?
Yes, sir.
Now... Take this $500 check straight over to Moses Barbershop. Now, don't stop nowhere.
But now, what if...
There you go again. Don't say nothing. Just listen to what I tell you and then do it. Take this check to Mose, hold it up in front of him, and say, this is for that brooch.
That don't sound hard.
Well, it ain't. Now, repeat what I said.
Take this check to Mose, hold it up in front of him, and say, this is for that brooch.
Good. Now, don't do nothing else.
Of course, I believe I offered him $10 cash.
We ain't got $10 cash in the store. Fact is, that's the only money I've got to my name.
Well, now, Elizabeth might have some egg money in a sugar bowl.
Now, don't go wasting time arguing with Elizabeth.
Well, now, of course, I wouldn't want to take it without asking her, Lon. And she might have gone to the Literary Society meeting today, too. I know she was saddling up one of her mules this morning when I left the house.
Just take the check over to Mose. Please, for once, do like I ask you to.
I'm just trying to save you money, Lum. Bound you if I waved a $10 bill in front of Mose Mooch's nose, he'd give in. Oh, well, he might argue a little, but...
Are you going to stand there and bargain with Mose Mooch how much my life is worth? Abner, on my knees, I ask you, please, just do as I say. Just for once. Once in your life, try and do something without getting it all mixed up.
Well, I believe that's our ring. Want me to get it?
No, I'll get it.
Good.
More like the Mr. Thorndike calling, wanting to know if the brooch is ready for him. Hurry up.
Yeah, I'm going.
And if you ain't back here in 3 minutes, I'm getting out. Hurry up, run.
Yes, sir.
Grant. Hello, Lum Edwards doing it. Oh, yes, Mr. Thorndike. Well, are you in town now? I know it ain't none of my business, but... Well, now, it ain't quite 10 o'clock yet. I'll have it here. I ain't going to try to get away. Yes, sir. Goodbye. Thank you. Venice, I better get out of here. I know Abner's going to bowl this thing up sure as a whirl. Uh-oh. Howdy, Squire. Come in.
Well, good morning, Lum, old friend.
You scared me.
Well, I'm sorry. Hey, what's going on, Lum? You look a little flustered, a little upset over something.
Well, I ain't got time to explain nothing now, Squire. I'm leaving. Excuse me, but I'm in an awful hurry.
You mean leaving town?
Squire, I'm in the dad-blamedest mess I've ever been in my whole life.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad to hear things are running along about normal. Lum, who are those two strange characters lurking around the premises?
What strange characters?
Well, there's one took up a position across the street over there, and then I saw another one kind of slinking around towards the back of the store there.
For goodness sakes, I'm hemmed in. They've got me covered from all sides.
Now, I don't believe I've ever seen those fellas around town before either. Look like a couple of gorillas.
Gorillas?
Well, that is, Lum, mobsters, gangsters, something like that is what they call them.
I'm done for unless Abner comes through. That's all they are to it.
Abner? I just saw him hightailing it down the road there. He stopped to talk to somebody for a second or two.
Dad, blame it. I knowed he couldn't do what I asked him to.
Well, Lum, what's the difficulty here? You act like you was awful worried about something.
Well, Squire, what would you say if you knew I was going to die in the next few minutes?
Well, I'd say, how you fix for insurance? Now, it just so happens, Lum, I've just made some very fine connections with the new company, just starting up.
I ain't got any money for life insurance, Squire.
The Mutual Life Insurance Company of Paraguay. Excellent company. Got a good reputation so far. Of course, they're only 2 weeks old.
Squire, I just give my last $500 to Abner to try and save my life with. I ain't got a dime to my name.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll be running along. Situation doesn't seem to be too healthy around here for some reason anyway, Lum. Oh, wait a minute. Lum.
Huh?
What's that big gorilla across the street there? Acts like he don't want anybody to leave a store. Made a motion towards his hip pocket there.
Uh-oh.
Lum, what's going on here anyway?
Squire, I ain't got time to explain nothing to you right now. Look and see if you can see Abner coming back here. If he ain't back here in 3 minutes, I'm a dead man.
Well, I don't know what this is going on.
I've bound you. That's Mr. Thorndike again on the phone. What am I going to do, Squire?
Look here, Lum. I don't know what's going on here, but I don't want to get mixed up in any shooting fracas. You might at least explain to me. If you're in trouble, let's get the police in here and get some help.
We got time to get the police in here, Squire. And if Abner ain't back here in about a minute, I'm making a run for it.
Well, now, if I was you, you better answer your phone there, Lum.
I know who it is. And if I ain't got the right answer, then two fellas are going to walk in here shooting.
Shooting? Great balls of fire. This is a fine thing for me to get mixed up in. Wait a minute. Abner's coming up out there running like a scared rabbit, Lum.
Oh, thank heavens. I hope he made the deal with Mose. Abner, did Mose take the check?
Yeah, he taking it. Let me get my breath here.
Hooray. Well, let me get to the phone here.
Oh,
hello. Yeah, this is Eddards. And you can come get your dad-blamed brooch and leave me alone. Granted, if he thinks I'm feared of him, he's crazy. Dad-blamed crook. He don't know it, but by giving me that $500 check, he saved my life. Well, Abner, for once, you done like I told you.
Yeah. I give the check to Mose, just like you said, Lum.
Good.
Then he told me to go over and get the brooch at his place over there.
Abner, you never had time to go over there.
I know it. I already had the brooch. See, I met Miss Moots on my way to the barber shop, and she gave me the brooch. She was on her way over here to give it back to you for nothing.
You mean you went ahead and give Mose the check anyway?
Yes, sir. This is one time I done exactly like you told me.